Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTillia along with her, Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got great food and drink specials. Doors opened up at 11 o'clock. Let's go to our Tiger Scout Notebook, and it's brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health Systems, focused on the patient and patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and everybody at Thibodeau Regional Health System each and every day, making things better on the bayou. On our talk and text line, we have with us Ryan Aber, who covers the Oklahoma Sooners. So, Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We haven't talked a lot about LSU, Oklahoma. Everything's been Lane Kiffin, so I'll get it right off the bat to you. Your thoughts, where is Lane Kiffin going to end up? We got a lot of people that involved with LSU that feel confident, but again, he ain't signed nothing yet, so you never know with Lane. Your thoughts on the impact of Lane Kiffin if he does come to LSU?
Yeah, I think there's a good chance he does wind up at LSU. I know, obviously, Ole Miss is very attractive right now, but just you look at the success that, what is it, three of the last four LSU head coaches have won national championships there, and it's just you have a better path to getting to where he wants to be in Baton Rouge. And I think I really have enjoyed seeing this sort of second act of Lane Kiffin's career, as he went from one of the most easily hateable coaches in the sport to, I think, one of the more likable guys in it, just because of the way that he carries himself and the sort of the humor that he's brought to things. So I think it would be really fun if LSU winds up hiring Lane Kiffin, and Lane Kiffin winds up there.
All I know, Ryan, a lot of these preseason magazines and shows, they're going to be in Baton Rouge if Lane Kiffin's there, because he does put on a show now quite a bit. Yeah. Your thoughts on really what has changed at Oklahoma? Brent Venables comes in here, defensive-oriented coach, and we were talking about this before, the physicality. I think that's the one thing. I look at this Oklahoma team and how well they are on defense. Oh, goodness. they bad to the bone on defense.
Bad.
And LSU, they can't buy a point. So I would take the under in this game between both of them. They haven't been the same since John Mateer's come back from the injury on offense. But, man, defensively, they are a handful and a half.
Yeah, they've just been fantastic. And you know, before Brent Venables got there, this is a defense that wasn't physical enough for the Big 12 and that style of play at the time. So you were really wondering, hey, what's going to happen when they move into the SEC and they've got to deal with these offensive lines and, you know, everything else that you face in the SEC. But Brent Venables has done it steadily and mostly built from within. Obviously, they've got some big-time transfers that are helping them out. Dominic Williams on the interior of that defensive line. Marvin Jones Jr. from Florida State and Georgia at defensive end. And Kendall Daniels from Oklahoma State at that cheetah spot. But for the most part, these are guys that have been brought up through the system. And R. Mason Thomas, who won't be playing today but has been a big piece of what they're doing, has been fantastic. Taylor Wine, who has been starting in R. Mason Thomas's spot, is a guy who didn't play for a couple of years, and all of a sudden you look up and he's, you know, one of the best defensive ends in the SEC. And then on the back end, they've rebuilt that group as well. And it's, you know, one thing to have the guys on the front line to do it, but to show the depth that they've shown at really all three levels of that defense, I think has been maybe the most impressive thing about what Brent Venables has done in building up that group and has made it to where, even though they've been missing R. Mason Thomas through a big piece of this winning streak, they've been able to go on without missing a beat because of the depth that they built up there.
Ryan, you know, this game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Today, LSU, Oklahoma. LSU can come in here and be a big-time spoiler for Oklahoma. I don't see LSU putting up more than 20 points. Can LSU stop Oklahoma's offense when they're out there on the field? So I guess my thing is, what is Oklahoma playing for today, and do you think LSU can come in there today and really assist Oklahoma in laying an egg today?
Yeah, I think, you know, first of all, you start off what they're playing for, and it's just pretty plain and simple. They're playing for a playoff berth, and if they're able to win this game, they're going to be in the playoffs. If they don't, they're not going to be, and there's a good chance that if they win, they're going to be hosting a playoff game there in the first round, which would be massive here in Norman. It's been since 2019, since Oklahoma made the playoff there. And they're really hungry for that. But to answer the other part of that question, can LSU play the spoiler? Absolutely. Because Oklahoma's offense has struggled. They have not been, like you mentioned, the same since John Mateer went down with that injury. Part of that, I think, is John Mateer still bouncing back physically. But also a big piece of it has been the mental side of the game for him. They're banged up on the offensive line. They'll be down to their third center today. It's likely to be Fabechi Wiwu moving up from guard and having to shuffle some things around with a guy who's played tackle for the last month, shifting back over to guard in Ryan Foje, a freshman, and then Derek Simmons sliding into his old spot. So that offensive line is a little bit suspect. And then Oklahoma's running game has been a struggle really all year. John Mateer, I think, has gotten a whole lot better over these last couple of weeks at getting back to being a big piece of the running game, and they need him to be that today. Xavier Robinson has shown some flashes, but has been a little bit banged up, and really beyond that, they don't have a lot of depth there at the running back spot. So they've got some talent on the offensive side. You talk about John Mateer, you talk about the job that Isaiah Satania has done. He's been fantastic. He's over 800 yards receiving on the year. But really beyond that, they've struggled to be consistently productive. So that defense has got to help out the offense, give them some short fields. The good thing for Oklahoma is they have perhaps the best kicker in the country in Tate Sandell, who has just been fantastic after coming over from UTSA. He missed his first one on the year and has made 22 consecutive ones since, including a bunch of 50-plus yarders. He can, if he gets a 50-plus yarder today, he would tie the NCAA record for most 50-plus yard field goals in a season. So he's been really good, but that defense and special teams is going to have to help the offense out, because not only has OU's offense struggled, but as you know, LSU's defense, for all the struggles that they've had overall as a team, that defense still has some bite to it.
Mm-hmm. The one kind of Waterloo moment for Oklahoma was against Ole Miss. I was really surprised in that game that Oklahoma's defense, man, gave up as much yardage, as many points as they would to Ole Miss in that game. But since then, they have really pieced it together defensively. And what jumps out at me is the physicality of that defense for OU. That maybe, and I say maybe, I don't think it was there before, but man, are they a real physical front. And I think that's a big key to that success and their winning ways.
Yeah, absolutely. And that defensive front we knew was going to be really the strength of this team, with R. Mason Thomas coming back, with adding Marvin Jones Jr. to that mix, with Dominic Williams, who's been really good after coming over from TCU. Jaden Jackson was really good as a freshman. But they've really built up the depth of that group, and it's not just that top line that's really physical. They can go beyond that. Taylor Wine, who we talked about, David Stone has been one of the best interior defensive linemen in the country, and he's only started a couple of games for them just because of that depth overall. But they have been really physical up front, and I thought their secondary has also shown a fair amount of physicality, and they struggled a little bit in that Ole Miss game, as you mentioned, but I think they've really bounced back and played really well. I thought that was a big-time learning experience for one of their freshman corners, Cortland Guillory, who has been fantastic over these last couple weeks. They've started creating turnovers, which they really weren't before and through that Ole Miss game. They had only forced four turnovers all year in their first eight games, but they forced eight here over the last three, and that's been a big key to going through this winning streak, where they've won at Tennessee, at Alabama, and at home against Missouri last week, and has them right on the cusp of the playoffs. So it's been pretty incredible just seeing the defensive overhaul that Brent Venables has been able to pull off overall during his tenure. It's been sort of a steady build, but also even during the season, how much better they've gotten, even as the opponents have gotten a whole lot better too.
With John Mateer, it's almost been like two seasons. The season before he got hurt, and man, he had some Baker Mayfield moments before, and then what's happened since. A little bit about his health, and if that's okay, is this been just a timing type of thing with him and the receivers? Because he seems to be a little off throwing the football.
Yeah, I think that he's trying to force some things still. And early on, it just everything came natural to him. He was able to spread the ball around. The tight end, Jaron Kanick, was a big piece of their passing game. And also, though they had Isaiah Satania as the number one option for most of the year, Deion Burks and some of those other guys, Keonkes Lewis, were much more involved. They've had some injuries there, but the biggest thing, I think, is John Mateer trying to force some things at times into spots that he maybe shouldn't be, and not just sort of taking the wins that are on the table. And, not that you want to settle all the time, but I think that he hasn't done a very good job of picking out when it's good to check down and just to take a 8 to 10 yard gain versus trying to hit the home run ball a little bit too much. Now, they do have to stretch the field a little bit, but I think the biggest thing for them is just to get the John Mateer, the decision maker, back from before that injury. He's gotten a little bit better sort of steadily week to week through this thing. The numbers haven't been fantastic, but he's been able to pick out a spot. They tried to stretch the field a little bit more last week. It'll be really interesting to see, you know, how that plan of attack goes, especially with, as I mentioned, their offensive line being a bit of a mess right now and the uncertainty in the running game. I think that they're going to have to get some solid production out of John Mateer. But the biggest thing, you know, we talked about forcing the turnovers on the defensive side. They've got to be able to continue to avoid turnovers on the offensive side, because even though John Mateer's numbers haven't been fantastic in recent weeks, they've been able to largely avoid turnovers during this winning streak. They had two against Tennessee, but haven't had one over these last couple games, and they're going to need to continue that against LSU today.
Ryan, I said it was the last question, but I got one more. How many teams from the SEC make it in the top 12?
Oh, gosh, that's the golden question right now, right? I mean, Texas made a really good case last night. I thought that, you know, when you look at their resume and to have wins over Oklahoma and now Georgia, to play Ohio State the way that they did early, I think they've certainly got a good case. But I think it's going to be, you know, really difficult to get all of those teams in. I think, unfortunately, for Texas, I think barring something crazy today, I think the SEC is going to get five, and that's going to be the five who were in going into the week. You know, Texas, like I said, certainly made a really good case, but it's going to be fascinating to see what happens on Tuesday night, how things shuffle around based on that game and based on, you know, some of the things that are going to happen today.
And one of them would be what happens with Ole Miss.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
and kind of
yeah.
That's kind of the wild card of what the thinking will be for that committee. Mm-hmm. Ryan, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Great insights, bud. Really appreciating you joining us this morning.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. Have a great one down there.
Thank you, sir.
Right. You too.
Ryan Aber does a great job covering OU, the Oklahoma Sooners football, and this resurgence is back. And it has a lot to do with what they were able to build up front, offensive, defensive line. Our Tiger Scout Notebook is brought to you weekly by Thibodeau Regional Health System, focused on the patients and also on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and all the great people there doing fantastic work on the Bayou. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.